Blog Talk Radio.
Our praise and acclaim the name of the Lord. Good morning and welcome. We're here at the NPA Radio on the Blog Talk Radio, and we welcome all of you. And I am Ambassador Hagen. Come, go with us as we join the First Fruits Prayer and Praise Morning Call. God bless you.
Love you. Appreciate you.
Oh,
thank you, because weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Thank you, because you gave us the peace that passes all understanding, to keep our hearts and minds in perfect peace.
Thank you.
You are the hope of the world, Lord. We acknowledge you. Amen. Thank you, because we acknowledge you in all of our ways, and you have been directing every one of our paths. Thank you, because you're able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. Look on us today. I ask you again to bless your people everywhere. Lift every heavy burden and lighten every heavy load. Touch, Lord, everywhere. Touch everywhere.
Yes, Lord.
We appreciate what you've done already. Thank you for every blessing on this prayer line and for every miracle on this prayer line. We just praise you for it and thank you for it. Thank you for your protecting hand. Oh, watch over us all night long. Protect us during the night. Oh, God, many things happened last night all around this country and around every one of our areas. But you protected us. We want you to know we appreciate it. Thank you for mending our broken hearts.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Every blessing you're giving to us.
Yes,
Lord. Oh, God. Thank you, because you never leave us nor forsake us.
Oh, thank you.
Always there. Promise to be there even until the end of the world.
Yes,
you never broke a promise. Thank you for it.
Thank you.
Thank you for never giving up on us, for soothing our aching hearts.
Thank you.
Every blessing in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, we ask you to come on in here. Take over, Lord. We surrender all to you. Holy Ghost, come on in and take over. You do things, all things well.
Glory.
You brought us from a mighty long way.
Yes, Lord.
We want to thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
You made a way out of no way.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Being our Redeemer and our Deliverer and our friend when we're friendless. And thank you for holding our hand through every storm and the rain.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Lord, we thank you for the Holy Ghost.
Thank you.
Keeps us. Yeah, we just praise you. Thank you. Now, God, let this be a phenomenal day.
Amen.
Oh, phenomenal. Bless your people everywhere. And we'll be careful to give you the glory and all the honor and all the praise. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
I pray all of these things, every one of them, I'm asking. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
For the glory of God, we ask everything. Thank you, Lord.
Bless you.
With our praise, Lord. We lift our hands and say glory to you. Thank God. Amen. God, we praise the Lord this morning. And good morning to all of you who are on the prayer line. Good morning to you. Are y'all awake?
Good morning.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. And thank God for what he's done. Amen. You know, he's a miracle worker. Don't want you to get so that he does miracles for you and you don't even recognize you got a miracle. Don't be like that. You got to recognize what the Lord has done for you. Some people got a miracle and they don't even know they got a miracle. But learn how to recognize what God has done for you. All right. God bless you and you. I wonder, has Pastor Strada made it yet? If so, identify GMAP. Are you there? Amen. Pastor Kevin Strada, are you there?
Thank you.
Oh, bless the Lord.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great, Pastor Trotter.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you, and God bless you. Made it this morning. Making some revisions on GMAP, but God is good. God is awesome. We thank God for the opportunity. I am Pastor Kevin Strotter from the GMAP Broadcast Network. We are the number one faith-based, motivational, and inspirational broadcast network over the Internet. We're just honored this morning to be able to provide the First Fruits Worldwide prayer line, prayer and praise line this morning on the GMAP Broadcast Network every week from 6 a.m. until 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. We thank God for the blessings for allowing us to just simply maintain. God bless each and every one of you. We encourage you to stop by the GMAP Broadcast Network. We're located at GMAP1.com. That's GMAP, the number one, .com. Stop by. Be a member. Be a friend. Be blessed and be a blessing. God bless each and every one of you. Back over to you at this time, Dr. Johnson. God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor Strotter. And thank you. My God, we're being heard all over the world. And Ambassador Hagan, come and identify the blog talk. Amen. We did it last night. Was thank God. Are you there?
Yes. God bless. Good morning, Dr. Johnson, Lady Bay, Mother Johnson, and to everyone that's on the line this morning. We do appreciate all of you. And this service is being broadcast by the blog NTA Network of the Blog Talk Radio. And we can be reached in the studio live at 347-934-0207. We are being heard as well all over the world. And as you know, the Blog Talk is one of the largest listener-based platforms. And we are heard all over the world as well, in Germany, France, England, Russia, Spain, Italy, Africa, you name it. And we thank God. Our readings are going up on a daily basis, 347-934-0207. God bless. Back to you, Dr. Johnson.
Thank you so much.
Impressive.
And we appreciate you. And I understand millions are listening. And so thank God for you, Ambassador Hagan. I want to go directly to Prophet Stith, amen, this morning, who has been such a great, great blessing to this First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention. She spoke at our convention last year and did a marvelous job. And she has been with us for many, many years. And she's been such an inspiration to this line. The Lord spoke to my heart and said, I want you to have Arkansas Day. I think we're starting something through the auspices of the Holy Ghost. And we want to have what I call Arkansas Day today. And I want many of you to get ready because we'll be coming to your state. Yeah, coming to your state. Amen. Get ready. Get ready in Virginia. Get ready. Get ready in Kentucky. Get ready in New York. Amen. And get ready in Kansas. Amen. All these cities in Louisiana, and we're going all down in there, and Michigan. Amen. And I want you to get people on the line from those states. Tell them you want them to be with you on the line from those states. I mean, today we're going to Arkansas. A lot of people have been from Arkansas have been listening, and Providence Stitz has been doing a marvelous job. Outstanding. And I want her to just have the time today. She can get the praise reports, prayer requests. If she desires to do so, maybe she's got a different program planned. But I'm going to release the line to her. She's well capable. Make sure that you encourage our hearts before we leave here. They want to start out with encouraging us. And whatever you want to do, the line is open to you. Are you there, Prophet Stith?
Praise the Lord, Dr. Johnson, and everyone on the prayer line. I am here with a host of Holy Ghost Bible tokens, Bible quoted. Holy Ghost living saints of God, hallelujah. Listen, I have several people on the line, and I hope they all are here. And we're just going to start off with, we have Mr. Pastor Daryl White, Elder Daryl White. If you're there, just shout glory first.
Glory to your name this morning.
Glory to God. He's also a radio announcer, and his voice is well known all over the world. And I'm just going to do a roll call first, praise the Lord. And thanks to God, just join in with us. I accidentally texted someone last night, and I thought I was texting someone else, and this young lady texted me back this morning, and I said, she said, well, can you give me the number to the prayer line? I'm coming on. Glory to God. I think her name is Connie. Connie, if you're there, just say glory.
Glory.
Glory to God. I think God is always playing things, and he knows the plan. He knows when we're doing one thing, God sets you up for something else. Jeanette Hintz, if you on the line, just shout glory.
Glory, glory.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah. Prophet Fred Brooks is on the line by way of Florida. If you on the line, just shout glory. And saints, just shout glory with them.
Glory, hallelujah.
Oh,
thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Darlene Frazier is another co-worker of mine, and I know she probably don't want to do a lot of talking, but we prayed for her brother on yesterday. If you're on the line, Darlene, just shout glory. I know she's there, so I'll say it for her. Glory. Hallelujah.
Glory.
We also have Deborah Colbert. If you're on the line, shout glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Last but not least, I think, and I have some other people, and I'll come back a little later to them, Prophet Rodney, if you're on the line by way of St. Louis in Arkansas now, would you shout glory?
Glory to God.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Saints, we're going to have a good time this morning. Dr. Johnson, we're probably going to take up maybe like 20, 25 minutes. And what we're going to do is just start off with a word of exhortation from Pastor Daryl White. He's going to give us about 10 minutes, and we're going to follow up with a praise report from Prophet Fred Brooks, and then Jeanette Hinton, and then I'm going to come back. At this time, we're going to turn it over to you, Pastor Daryl White. God bless you.
Excuse me. Good morning, saints of God, and good morning to all of you brothers and sisters all over the world. And we honor the man of God, Pastor Bernard Johnson. We want to say God bless you on this morning, Sister Johnson, and to all of you, and to my very own Sister Gail Stitt that represents the state of Arkansas so well. We greet all of you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. But when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for us, our soul cries out, hallelujah, thank God for saving us. How grateful we are to come into many of your homes, places, your cars, wherever you may be on this day. We want to say God bless you and God give you grace on this day. I was in prayer as I got the call to deliver this message on this morning, and God took me to the third chapter of the book of Daniel. The third chapter of the book of Daniel where we talk about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And Daniel 3:19, it says that there was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and from his visage his change against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace seven times hotter than it was. It was the worst heat. And my message this morning to all of you and to the saints of God, we've been turned up for a turnaround. The intensive lever that we're facing in our lives, what we're going through in our life, may be seen intensive, but God said he's getting ready to turn it around. As we look at what's going on in the world, Nebuchadnezzar, he turned up the fire furnace seven times hotter. Yes, it was the seventh time for the number. As we go through, we was going to come out complete. The songwriter said, please be patient with me. for God is not through with me yet. He said, when I come forth, I shall come forth as pure gold. I just want to remind you this morning that you have been turned up for a turnaround. Keep on praying. You've been turned up for a turnaround. Don't stop fasting. You've been turned up for a turnaround. Don't stop communicating with God because you've been turned up for a turnaround. Don't think that God has left you. Know that God is with you. For he said, lo, I am with you even until the end of the world. Not only that, but he said, I would never leave you, nor will I forsake you. Simply because when things are intensive, we seem like we can't get a prayer through. When things go wrong, we seem like we cannot get to God the way we need to. But God says, all for our completion. Just like the fiery furnace was turned up 7 times harder than it would have been. And then we look at our lives and it seems intensive moments. We go through on our jobs, it seems intensive. We in our homes, we seem everything is just intensive. God said the world even seems intensive to us sometimes. But I hear the Lord say, keep right on praying because we've been turned up to make this thing turn around. If you really look at what we're facing in the world, we look at the moon that's been dripping in orange, but they call it orange, but we know what it's all about. It's the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus that brings righteousness. The blood of Jesus that brings hope. The blood of Jesus that brings clarification in our life. To know that we don't have to know that God has forsaken us, but we know that he is with us. He's just letting us know we've been turned up for everything to be turned around. When we look at obstacles in our life, things may not be going the way we think that they should go, but we've been turned up for a turnaround. Don't worry about it. The thing that you're going through today may seem intensive, but don't worry about it. You've just been turned up because God is getting ready to turn it around. I see things turning around for the people of God. I see things turning around for this prayer line. More and more millions of people are coming aboard because prayer is the key to the kingdom. But it takes our faith to unlock the door. Our faith seems to be intensive. But you know that without faith, it is impossible to please God. The Bible says he that comes to God must believe that he is a rewarder. He is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. If you seek the Lord, why, he may be found. God will answer your prayer. The Bible says, seek ye the Lord, why, he may be found. Call upon him, why, he's here. We're calling upon him because it may seem intensive, but we're going to keep on calling on the name of the Lord. We're calling on him because it may seem things are not going right, but we're going to keep on calling on the Lord. Don't ever stop calling on the Lord. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord, that they shall be saved. Know that things has been turned up because God is getting ready to turn around. When God turned it around for the three Hebrew boys, there was a number four man in the fiery furnace, dancing along with them, shouting along with them, and Nebuchadnezzar had to believe that there was a God because he found himself saying one thing, did we not put in three, but behold, I see four, and that fourth man looked like the Son of Man. Don't worry about the intensive love in your life because the Spirit of the Lord is with you. Don't worry about the intensive love in your life because God is with you all the way simply because he is the Lord of glory. He is the King of kings. The Bible says, lift up your head, O ye gates. And then you have to know that you can lift up your heads, all ye gates. Everybody lift up your head this morning. God is getting ready to turn around because he is the King of glory. No matter how the storm may be, he is still the King of glory. No matter how intense things are going through, he is the King of glory. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord God. He's strong and mighty. Who is this King of glory? The Lord God, mighty in battle. God is getting ready to turn it around simply because it may seem intensive, my brothers and sisters and saints of God. But don't worry. He's getting ready to turn it around. God bless you on this morning.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And all the saints of God say, turn it around, Lord. Turn it around. Oh, Jesus, I see him. Yes. Turning it around in the atmosphere.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Be
you.
Elder White, thank you for that message. And saints of God all over the land, I hope you receive that in your spirit. No matter what you're going through, it matters to God. Hallelujah. Weeping may endure for a night. Hallelujah. But the word of God says that joy comes in the morning. And your morning may not be right now, but it's something that we have learned on this prayer line. It's to give God praise in all things. Give thanks this morning. For this is the will of God concerning us. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If I was
Hallelujah.
I tell you to look at your neighbor and say, greater is he that is in me than Jesus in the world. If I was in church right now, I tell you to look at your neighbor on the other side and say, yay, nay in all these things that we are more than a conqueror in Christ.
All right now.
God bless you, Elder White. God bless you. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. You can jump back in whenever you like. At this time, we're going to go on to a testimony. Praise God. We're going to ask Prophet Fred Brooks, by way of Florida, by way of Arkansas and Dallas, to bless us with a testimony. And all the people of God shouted glory on the
glory,
line.
Glory,
glory, glory, glory,
glory. God shift in the atmosphere right now. Glory, 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 glory.
Glory.
Oh, God, I think when you go through something and you come out of it, and give God some glory, I tell you, someone else will be blessed by your testimony. And I have been tremendously blessed by this man of God, Prophet. He don't want to accept that calling, but he's walking in it anyway. Prophet Brooks, God bless you.
Praise God. Praise God. Good morning, saints.
Good morning.
God, I can truly say that God is a turnaround God because he's truly my Jehovah Rapha. I was 3 years ago, I was laying flat on my back. I had no nutritional value in my body. I couldn't work. I couldn't walk. I couldn't do anything. And God told me to get thee from around the kinfolks to a place that I'll show you, and I did. I hadn't walked in 5 months, got up, got in my car, and drove 750 miles, and God gave me strength every mile of the way. I had renal failure. Pneumonia, no nutritional value. The doctor looked at me and said a year ago, I didn't think you were going to make it. But I can tell you right now, saints of God, I'm walking and talking in the fullness of God, taking care of myself. God is good. He is a good God. And he is a healer. And he is a miracle worker.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you right now that you
believe
the goodness of God in the land of the living. And you shall be set free in your body. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless you. Holy this morning, son.
Thank
oh,
you,
God,
Lord.
I thank you right now, Father. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, hallelujah. Bless his holy name this morning. Oh,
thank
God.
You, Lord.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
Holy
you, Lord.
God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
What he said he'll do. The word works if you work it. You got to work the word, saints. You got to work. You got to believe it in your heart and confess it with your mouth. Glory to God. That's what you have prayed shall come to pass. Hallelujah.
Let's thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. Jeanette Hicks, ha, all the way from Arkansas. However the Lord lead you, glory to God, you're next. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Brooks. Amen. I can testify that when this man was in the bed, hallelujah, he called from dialysis. And when the doctors gave him up, God picked him up. Glory to God. Gave him the resurrection power. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Is there anything too hard for God? Jeanette, God bless you. Jeanette. She was here earlier. We're going to move on to Sister Deborah for a second. Yes.
Sister Stitt. This is Pastor Clay. My call had dropped when you initially came on. I just wanted to say good morning and let you know that I was in the house with you this morning.
Praise God. Pastor Clay, come on. Bless us for 2 minutes. Hallelujah. Y'all, this is Pastor Clay. Amen. Identify yourself. Tell us about the church and what you're doing. If you can do it in 2 minutes, and just bless us. Hallelujah.
Praise God. I'm Pastor Mel Clay from Arkansas. Of Anointed Praise and Worship Ministries. God has blessed us to bless over 350 families on last year, and he has blessed us on this year. We are 200 on this year already, being able to bless people with clothes, food, mentoring, family counseling. We are having people getting glitched, find jobs, resume writing. So it's truly amazing to do so much for people, and as well as why we're those things for their physical, allowing us to parts to their minds. And people are saved after being around. People are being different and sorry for all of it. I thank for it. And a while back that I said to Stitt, the guy gave you a spirit of a warrior, not a worrier. Amen. He said, get up and fight for your dreams and your destiny. Just quickly expound on that. God gave us a spirit of a warrior, being a champion, a victor. For Romans 8:37 states that we are more than Christ Jesus through him that loved us. He said we are not a warrior. We are one who is full of distress, doubt, and fear. We are not full of distress. We are not full of fear. For 2 Timothy 1:7 declares, for God had not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Therefore, it is our responsibility to get up, as Pastor White was saying, get up and fight for your dreams and your destiny today. Get just the heat of being choked up so we can turn things around in our lives. Because if it's not, some of us will get comfortable and complacent, and God don't want us to get comfortable and complacent, but he wants us to get up and to fight this enemy that's trying to take over the world. I just thank God for this opportunity. I have been blessed this morning by this prayer line. This is my first time being on here. It's not my last. You all can keep us in prayer, and we'll keep on praying for you. God, Sister Johnson, God, too, and we love you in Arkansas.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Clay. Dr. Johnson,
yes, ma'am.
Prayer line, everybody can tell you that in Arkansas, one of the first things that Evangelist is going to say when she get up is I'm going to talk about the what? Prayer line. And
yes.
Thank you. Hallelujah. And it is it's moving all over Arkansas like it is everywhere to give God glory and thanks for the things he has done. At this time, we're going to go to Prophet Rodney by way of St. Louis, who's living here in Arkansas. I'll come back to the others. I don't know if the other visitor just accidentally called Miss Connie. Would you